You're listening to Undesigned on Monocle 24 Radio, brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle 24's dedicated design show. In each episode, we profile a person, survey a place, or unpick an idea that's changing or challenging the design industry today. Covering everything from buildings to typography, the show dedicates a few minutes to delving deeper into the past, present, and future of the design world. This week, Alexei Koryalov, Monocle's Man in Vienna, tells us the story behind a piece of street furniture that's become a Viennese design icon.
This is the Museumsquartier, easily my favourite hangout spot in Vienna and one of the finest examples in Europe and perhaps the world of a felicitous combination of a cultural institution and a public space. This giant courtroom is seldom empty, and that's because in addition to all the museums, galleries, cafes and bars on offer, you can just come here and while away the time in whatever way, shape or form you like.
What I mean by that is that if you're lucky and they're not all taken, you'll be lounging on what is probably the most innovative piece of furniture to have come out of Austria since the mid-19th century, when Michael Tornet moved his bentwood chair business here from Germany. The Enzi. Named after one of the founders of the Museumsquartier, the Enzi is a modular bench that was created in 2003 by Anna Popilka and Georg Poduszka of Pepe AG Architects, specifically for this space. Originally intended for wintertime, the Enzis have proved so popular they're here all year round now. From a distance, they look a bit like Lego building blocks, except they're not perfectly rectangular. There are slight elevations on both ends that serve to support your back or drink or whatever it might be. Because of that shape and the sturdy design, the Enzis can be joined together to make all kinds of patterns and structures. In fact, there is special personnel here at the Museumsquartier to do just that, allowing for a mind-boggling number of uses and prostrate positions you can take on them. Flip over, stack, rotate, the Enzis encourage creativity and risk-taking. What's more, every year they change their colours, a decision made by public vote. The latest one is Mermaid, it beat out Tangerine and Electro. The initial 2003 model was made of styrofoam, covered with a polyurethane coating. But since then, Pepe AG has introduced many more, including a hollow one made of polythene and an indoor version finished with fabric. The firm is now experimenting with other kinds of modular outdoor furniture, but the Enzi remains its biggest success, earning it national and international accolade. It's a big seller too. The Enzis can be seen not only in Austria, but also in cities across Europe and beyond. South Korea is a booming market. But above all, the Enzi has become one of the symbols of Vienna, not of that old dusty imperial Vienna that is oh so familiar, but of a bold new metropolis, keen to keep its leading position as a European centre for the arts, design and architecture.
Our very special thanks to Alexei Koryalov there for that report on Vienna's Enzis. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. You can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time or download the podcast anytime you like. And remember, if you can't wait, there are always more delights to uncover in the design pages of Monocle magazine. Thanks for listening and goodbye.